The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, they have to have something new. A dance to do for recreation. So, someone started twisting. A cat who was really hep put down a step, a new gyration soon. All the kids were twisting. It didn't take long.
Where did you find it?
Before the grown-ups were trying it, who's who was
where did you find it?
All over town.
Where I found it.
You'll see them a-squirming and a-worming and a-twisting around. It spread like a forest blaze became
I never knew the old man did a twist song. Had to be 19, was that 60-something? 60? The Chubby Checker was what, 1962?
Yeah, it doesn't give the date on it.
Unbelievable. Well, esoteric Frank Sinatra music, but any Frank Sinatra music is great. It's Piscopo in the Morning. Good morning. Great to have you with us. There it is. Bingo. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. I see the phone calls at 877-970-2999. Frankie,
yeah,
Frankie Five Burrows is here, and Albert is here, and Debbie is here. You're very humble, ready for drive time players. Mike Gallagher is coming up at 10:05. You don't want to miss Mike. Eric Metaxas will join us. He wrote this great, it's a kid's book. It's called Donald Drains the Swamp. He's got a picture of Donald Trump on the cover with a, like, kind of a caveman. with a kind of an American flag kind of caveman outfit and a club ready to take on the swamp. It's a great book that Eric wrote, and he'll join us
it's
live.
It's a fun read. I actually
live in the studio.
Pretty good.
It's a lot of fun. So a lot of good books are coming out, and I got to keep up with Frankie Five Burrows because Frank actually reads all these things, and I'm doing all my research online or in the news. But then reading Bill O'Reilly's book, Killing the SS, that is so scary. But it's a riveting book. It's a must read because when you see how it happened in the 1930s, it could very well happen again. And then Ship of Fools, Tucker's book, is a great book. That's a great read, too.
I'm really looking forward Tucker to Carlson. Reading that. And I've really enjoyed listening to all the interviews that he's done about it. The best part about Tucker's book, though, Tucker really, really gets it. Again, not to go back to Charlie Casparino, but if you listen to Charlie... I'm not mad.
Chucky Gasparino. He kind of.
No. I like Charlie, and I don't. I do very much.
And today, not so much.
No. I don't misunderstand. We disagree fundamentally about the nature of the economy right. And the future of the country. But Tucker,
and you know what the USMCA is
exactly. Shockingly. That a financial reporter doesn't. But
why the Village People has not done a song about this yet, I have no idea.
But yeah. Tucker, who is not a friend of mine, I mean, I don't know Tucker.
I mean, it's wheelhouse.
I don't know Tucker. I think I maybe met him once, but you know, we're not friends.
Great guy.
Friends.
Very
Charlie
nice.
And I are friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But his book.
Well, you used to be friends.
No, we're friends. You know, it's very funny. I tweeted a response to Charles Gasparino.
No, you did.
Yes, I did.
I had to think.
Yes, I did.
Hold your thought, because we got actual news. Frank. You're not Sicilian, right? There's a little Sicilian blood?
I don't
There's
got
to be Sicilian
mostly
blood.
Mostly Neapolitan.
Because Charlie, I know Charlie. Charlie gets gruff on the air,
yeah.
And he came back. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't read. But this is the way Charlie is. That's everybody. And you can read by the people that go after Charlie on Twitter. They know that. That's the way Charlie is. Boy, he said a couple things, Frankie and I, but what we believe in, he disagreed, saying, you guys don't know what you're talking
what
about.
What the hell you're talking about?
Oh, I
words.
Would never. Oh, sorry.
Again.
I stand corrected.
The irony.
I would never cross Murano. Look at him. Look at him.
The irony, of course, being that he did not know what the USMCA was when you asked him about it.
Yeah.
But
When you took the note and you shoved it in my face, USMCA?
No. you're not supposed to tell people that.
That was great. Listen, it shut Charlie down.
Yeah, what's that? Did he make that up?
The look on his face, though, when he said it. This is what he said.
That's all that's going on right now.
Yeah, Charlie, we appreciate it. Charlie Casparino with Piscopo in the morning. Hey, but the tariffs. See, me and our producer, Frankie Five Burrows, we like the tariffs because I think it's
of course
a waste.
You like it. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, look out. Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that, Charlie.
And then.
By staying in some of those trade packs, like the TPP, remember that whole debacle? He got out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
We should have stayed in that,
We should have stayed in that.
In the TPP?
And we should have stayed in that. Yes, we should have stayed in that to isolate China and to basically put the pressure on them in a more concerted way. Because now what we're doing is it's just tit for tat. Like, you know, they hit
like a globalist, Charlie Gasparino, globalist. No, America first. See, we believe in America first. And how about the USMCA?
You can't read.
No, come on. The USMCA,
you don't know
Charlie.
Economics. I mean, listen, I actually studied this stuff.
Yeah, and the USMCA, you can't say anything about that. Getting rid of NAFTA, that was good.
USMCA, what is that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you hear the irony and the arrogance of that sentence? Do you hear? I've actually studied this stuff. You don't know economics. The USMCA, which if you kind of sound it out, you could probably figure it out in the context of the conversation, what we're talking about.
Frankie.
U.S., Mexico, Canada, in the context of a trade discussion about North America. I mean, so I tweeted a response to this. And I said, you know, I love Charlie. He's a great guy. But in my view, you know, his comments on the Joe Piscopo show yesterday on trade and Trumponomics is exactly what's wrong with the textbook economist and financial elitist worldview. He retweets me and says, that's because you haven't taken economics 101. Right. And then all the people that he retweets me to, all the Gasparino haters then come out and agree with me. Right. And then he starts retweeting them and says, Frank, you should know, and really vile stuff they're saying to him. You know, he said, Frank, you should know these are the people that agree with you.
Oh, great. So, well, they may be vile, but they're right.
But Tucker gets it, right? And if you look at the cover of that book, Ship of Fools, it's a bipartisan Ship of Fools.
Yeah.
It's not all Democrats bad, Republicans good. Gasparino, he articulated a conservative argument. Tucker understands, you know, the point that you've been making all morning, Joe, and I think it's very...
Frank? I never crossed this guy.
No. Huh? It has nothing to do with personalities.
I'm always kidding. The
point that you've been making all...
But he's dead to you.
He's not. I love the guy. I would have drinks with him tonight. Unfortunately, I'm committed to emceeing a fundraiser in New Jersey.
Did you get a car?
Yeah, I'm getting reimbursed for one, I'm told. But, Joe, honestly, so the story that you've been telling all morning long about your mom, and I don't think there are women that stay home and cook and look after their family.
Not that that's right or wrong, but that's what my mother wants me to find a girl like that. Okay.
I mean, that was the foundation of American society for a couple hundred years, right? So it seemed to be working pretty well.
Yeah.
Now, why did that go away? It's because in America today... in 80 to 90% of households, those aren't exact percentages, you need two incomes. You need two people to work, right?
One works for the United States government for taxes. The other works for the family. Understood.
So Tucker understands that the demise of the American dream and American society of when one person was able to provide for a family with a good wage paying job, he understands that the demise of that is what has led to not only Trump but Sanders. Charlie has no understanding of that. The policies he's advocating for have brought about the condition where how many people, Tucker pointed out in an interview with Eric Metaxas, actually, that he was able to get married at the age of 25. Who can afford, unless you're a Wall Street whiz kid, to get married at 25 and provide for a family?
Frank,
it can't be done.
You're absolutely right in everything you say. Now, what happened? Can we go to the president of the United States? He tweeted apparently something about the Saudi Arabia deal. Let me just tell you what's going on, because this is very curious. And I am not conspiratorial, but I am very suspicious. And when I say, I tweeted out, you know, trust none of what you hear, less of what you see. That was a song called Magic from Mr. Springsteen. But it's true. You can't trust anything unless you listen to us. Now, the president says there will be, he said there will be severe punishment. This was yesterday on 60 Minutes. If it turns out the Saudi Arabia is behind the disappearance of this journalist, Jamal Khashoggi. He said that in the interview with Leslie Stahl last night. This was a Washington Post journalist. He disappeared. He went to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, and boom, he was gone. Did they dismember him? What did they do? Did they whack him? We don't know what happened. Something very suspicious. Was it the Saudis? And then I put forth respectfully, not in a conspiratorial way, was it the Turks? Did the Turks take him out? What did the president say this morning, Frankie?
This is a bit of breaking news here. This is what the president said 37 minutes ago. Just spoke to the king of Saudi Arabia. So he spoke directly to the king, not the crown prince. And some people have speculated that the king's a little ubats, right? So just spoke to the king of Saudi Arabia, who denies any knowledge of whatever may have happened to our Saudi Arabian citizen. He said that they are working closely with Turkey to find an answer. I am immediately sending our Secretary of State to meet with the king.
All right.
So Pompeo is going to Saudi Arabia.
So, and the king says he does nothing. The crown prince is the one that's a little suspect. That's very aggressive, apparently, and people question his motives. Correct?
You know, yes. He's been getting, he was celebrated for making some reforms, allowing women to drive for the first time.
Oh, how nice.
Exactly. Right. I mean, these are the people, but don't get me started. For allowing movie theaters, women can go to movies now, which is a major breakthrough.
Jeez, I tell you, that is-
So they're making their way out of the 15th century slowly towards the 19th. So
I mean, just stay with me. Saudi Arabia, I mean, if you couldn't go on a date with a gal because she wasn't allowed in the theater, is that what you're
talking
about?
That's right.
Honey, we go see a movie. That wasn't going to happen.
That's right.
So all guys
were in
a movie.
And they certainly
couldn't
drive on their own. And that's why Uber was doing so well in Saudi Arabia. They had to drive these women everywhere. Now, Mike Bloomberg, 6 months ago, was palling around with this crown prince,
really?
MBS.
Really?
Like they were good old pals, celebrating him as if he was, the next best thing since, sliced challah. So I hope that if Mike Bloomberg runs for president in 2020,
boom,
these photos of him 6 months ago hanging around with the crown prince, I hope he has to account for, hey, this is a dictatorial regime.
Yeah.
And it's very curious to me, Joe. You know, whenever there's news about Russia or Vladimir Putin, there's the predictable chorus of politicians, pundits, and armchair diplomats that all call Vladimir Putin a thug. They go right on TV and it says, Vladimir Putin, who's a thug. Where are all the people saying that the crown prince is a thug? I don't hear that.
I know. So it's so weird. And don't forget about Saudi Arabia. Where did all the terrorists come from over in September
11th? Oh, I can't believe Saudi Arabia.
And
what
did
a coincidence.
We rounded up all the whole. They rounded up all the Saudis, and Bin Laden's family. They shipped them right out of there. Very, very suspect. So I'm not surprised.
And the irony is this journalist that disappeared, he was very good friends with Bin Laden prior to the attack.
Yeah. But we're surprised at this. This is what happens every day. Yeah. What did the president say last night in 60 Minutes about this? Do you have the president talked to Leslie Stahl in 60 Minutes yesterday.
Listen. Boeing, Lockheed, Raytheon, all these I don't want to hurt jobs. I don't want to lose an order like that. There are other ways of punishing.
And then he goes on to say this.
Well, nobody knows yet, but we'll probably be able to find out. It's being investigated. It's being looked at very, very strongly. We would be very upset and angry if that were the case. As of this moment, they deny it, and they deny it vehemently.
But Joe, what he just said there, I get what he wants to do. He wants to preserve American jobs and American industry. And currently, we're selling hundreds of billions of dollars worth of weapons to Saudi Arabia, which are then being used to bomb Yemeni civilians, women and children included. And no president wants to see American jobs, gone. That's why every president, Clinton, Bush, Obama, and now Trump, they turn a blind eye to Saudi Arabia's misdeeds. Saudi Arabia is a country, Joe, and Bernie Kerik's talked about the public hangings that they used to do there, the public, guillotining, whatever it was. They execute...
The arena where they chop off arms,
right.
God forbid, if you steal something.
They execute people for sorcery, right? They are a theocracy. They are a dictatorship.
Yeah. Yeah.
If ISIS were a country, it would look exactly like Saudi Arabia.
Frankie,
because they both adhere to that same type of Wahhabism.
You know what? And we're concentrating on this story because it's like the searing story of the day. The disappearance of this journalist. But please, let me, and we'll go to Eric Metaxas coming up with his new book, Donald Drains the Swamp. And Frankie, thank you for your stellar expertise always. But please don't lose sight of what the president has done. And it goes for like, the news cycle goes for like 6 hours, 12 hours. Then it goes and it changes dramatically. The fact that the president of the United States got this pastor Brunson back from, you know, from Turkey in a Turkish prison, the North Carolina pastor Andrew Brunson, and then stay with me on this. I opened the show with this morning. The fact that the pastor says to the president of the United States, "Can I pray with you, Mr. President?" And Donald Trump knows this. He's a big supporter of the evangelical pastors, and they support him equally as well. And this pastor drops to his knee, puts his left hand on the right shoulder of the President of the United States, and he starts to pray. And when he says, he goes, "Lord, please give this president supernatural powers to deal with all that he has to deal with. May help him deal with his enemies." I'm going like, I was watching that with my buddy Big Mike. We were watching this together. And this was one of the most stellar things that could have happened out of the White House. The left, the socialists, the communists, the Antifa, the folks trying to take down the country were just literally dying. That is the great story. Please embrace that. Embrace what the president did. Embrace that he was able to say God. He said God with all the press. And the press couldn't escape it. If they could, believe me, they would shut off their cameras. They couldn't because it was live. It was great. Because we are one nation under God. In God we trust. God bless America. That is a riveting story. So you will see the distraction of this journalist disappearance. And we'll find out. And watch out this distraction of the migrants coming from Honduras. That is a distraction. That's a distraction to take our eye off the ball of anything good that President Trump does. Just my opinion. Piscopo in the morning. And Eric Metaxas will join us live in studio in a moment. Debbie Duhaime is looking out for you roadwise. Debbie, how are we doing out there at 921 on AM 970 The Answer?
Well, good morning, Joe. I'll tell you what's happening out here this morning. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly here as you head over to the inbound side of the GWB. Still waiting about 20 minutes getting into town. Lincoln, that's 25. Over at the Holland, still about 25 minutes in as well. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on 1 and 9 southbound at Style Street in Linden. Accident investigation still going on. And 208 northbound getting into Wyckoff, a collision being cleared. Southbound thruway slowing down at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Speeds reduced at the Tappan Zee Bridge. An accident also on the shoulder in the process of being cleared at the Tappan Zee Bridge. And watch for some slowdowns on the Cross Bronx West getting out toward Rosedale Avenue. Some emergency construction that was just taken care of. And we're still seeing some volume on 110 northbound getting up through Amityville with an accident just about cleared. New Jersey Transit, do watch for service changes because of the positive train control. Partly cloudy today with a high of 70. Tomorrow, sunshine, a high of 58. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970. The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, "Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill." After she confirms, you can then say, "Alexa, play the Answer New York." That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. That's the Smart Way to Buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
All right, Piscopo in the morning. Good morning, good morning. It is 925 on AM 970 The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com. I know you're listening around the country and around the world. We appreciate that more than we could tell you. But, you know, if you're around this area, you want to go to Kearney Bank. I have to call Vince Meeko, by the way. I'm writing a note to myself, Frankie Five Burrows, if you could remind me. I want to talk to Vince Meeko. He's a great guy from Kearney Bank. And here's some great news. Before you go anywhere else, for a small business loan, we ask that you check out Kearney Bank first. They are dedicated to helping you get the funds you need with fast approval, quick closings, reduced paperwork, and quicker access to your funds. Whether it's new equipment, renovations, additional inventory, or your business is in need of additional capital, Kearney Bank is your one-stop SBA lending source. They'll work with you to create a flexible repayment schedule with terms up to 25 years, by the way, down payments for as little as 10%, and very competitive loan pricing. To find the right loan to fit your needs, contact the friendly professionals at Kearney Bank's loan department today, like Vince Meeko, 800-273-3406, 800-273-3406. Kearney Bank has locations throughout New Jersey and is now open on Staten Island and in Brooklyn. Visit Kearney Bank today or go online, please, kearneybank.com, K-E-A-R-N-Y, kearneybank.com. Or call, again, 800-273-3406. Kearney Bank, a local bank you can trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 926. Eric Metaxas is a friend. He is a nationally syndicated radio talk show host. He's got this great new children's book he actually told me about when I did his show. This was like last year. He had thought about doing a book about Donald Trump and children. Now he has a great book I hold in my hand called Donald Drains the Swamp by Eric Metaxas. Hey, Eric, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great because I am on the Joe Piscopo show. Thank you, my friend.
No, listen, we're pleased and privileged to have you here, Eric Metaxas. Hey, this is a great book. You know who I know? Al Gattulo. I've never seen Al pick up a book. He read it already. He's laughing. Ever. He read it. He goes, this is a great book. It is. What made you write this book about, I guess teaching children about the president of the United States?
Well, it's, you know, to be honest, Joe, because you know a little bit about comedy, this is really a humor book for adults in the form of a children's book. Now, because it's very sweet, it's not mean political humor, it is totally appropriate for children. So you could describe it as a children's book. People are giving it to kids. But originally, my idea was to write a fun, happy humor book for adults. When I first heard that Donald Trump was running for president, you're a New Yorker, I'm a New Yorker, we're from this area, everybody's got different views of Donald Trump. I wasn't so keen on him. But a friend of mine who lives in Kansas, of all places, he's the guy that illustrated this book. He said, Eric, you're not getting it. This guy is a folk hero. Have you seen him talking at these political rallies? And I said, you know what? I totally missed it. He is a modern-day folk hero. People are responding to him like he's a cartoon figure. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I said, there's something, he's tapping into something big, really, really big. And eventually, because I've written a lot of humor, I wrote for VeggieTales, people don't know that I've written a lot of 30 kids' books. Most people don't know that. And so I said, you know what? I want to write a book about a folktale hero based on this president. In fact, it is the president. It's called Donald Drains the Swamp. You said it. The original title was Donald the Caveman, because I said he's like a happy caveman.
Yeah,
now,
but,
all the people
yeah.
in the book are cave people.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's a real hero. He gets the people need help. They got a king that's out of touch with their problems. The king's name is not Obama. He doesn't look like Obama. But let me just say, hey, he could be Obama. But the point is, he's out of touch with the people. The people say, we want our government back. What's going on? So Donald says, I got a great idea. I'm going to go down to the swamp. I'm going to check it out. You know, he'll talk to anybody. He'll talk to Kim Jong-un. He'll talk to the swamp people. He doesn't care. So he goes down to the swamp, this caveman named Donald.
Yep.
And he says, what's going on? Like, what's happening? We want to talk to the king. And they say, oh, no, you can't. The king only talks to people who live in the swamp. You got to understand, you can't talk to him. So Donald, of course, says, all right, I'm going to get practical. I'm a builder of caves. He doesn't build skyscrapers in the book. The book,
yeah.
You know, cave people. He's a builder of caves. He says, I'm going to get practical. We're going to have to get drastic. He tells the cave people, we're going to have to drain the swamp. Yeah. And they say, whoa, you can't do that.
One of the animals in the swamp is the Labiosaurus.
The first, of course. What's the number one? He goes down to talk to the swamp creatures. They're nasty. They're slimy. What's the first one? Is a Labiosaurus. We get it, right?
Yeah.
The biggest, baddest swamp creature is the Georgiosaurus. he's not Hungarian. He's not a billionaire.
That's great.
He's just a dinosaur,
That's
Joe.
Great.
Right?
I love it.
But the point, and then there's a character that looks a little bit like Senator Crying Chuck Schumer. He's got half glasses. He cries a little bit. There's another one that looks a little bit like a certain turtle that's in the Senate. We can't get into specifics, Joe. But the point is that they don't like the people who live outside the swamp. They have contempt for them.
Good.
And so Donald says, look, we're not going to fight. I'm just going to dig a trench. So he goes down to dig the trench. He finds out, guess what? The swamp, the green swamp, it's not a normal green swamp color. It looks like the color of money. Holy cow, it is money. That's why all the creatures are here.
Yeah.
So I don't want to give away the ending, but I will say this. At the ending, everybody says, why don't we make Donald Trump our new king? Why don't we make Donald the new king? And he says, no. He says, a king tells people what to do, and they have to do it. But you're free now. A free people tells their leaders what to do, and the leaders have to do it. And then he says, and if that's what you're looking for, and they say, oh, you mean like a president? And he says, yeah, now if that's what you're looking for, I'm your caveman.
Yeah.
And so, of course, he becomes the first president, and, you know, the swamp is drained happily ever after.
And I'm looking at the quotes here. I cannot believe Woody Allen gave you a quote. Quite funny. I mean, from Woody Allen.
That's not a joke. That's true.
That's wild, man. Woody read the book, man.
No, not the book. Yeah, that's my other humor. He wrote. I've written a lot of humor pieces for the.
Did you send the book to Woody? Because I know that you told Mike Lindell, our friend Mike Lindell, Mr. My Pillow, to give a copy of your book to Lara Trump. What was the reaction? Did you hear?
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't had reactions yet. I know that Lara Trump and Eric Trump and Donald Jr. and all the Trumps and or whatever they're getting. The only reaction I've gotten so far, because they just got the book, but I gave the book a month ago to Vice President Pence. And he, this is not a joke, sounds like I'm name dropping house for this evangelicals dinner. Vice President Pence said to me, Eric, I love the book. And I thought he was talking about my adult book about America called If You Can Keep It. So I said, thank you.
Yeah.
And I start talking about my adult book. He goes, Eric, not the adult book, the kid's book.
Oh,
I love the kid's
funny.
Book. So he really loves the kid's book.
Hey,
he's
you know,
just
Eric,
he's not in it.
Leaning on you and I are both religious guys. And thanks for doing the show from the studio with my Jesus Christ, a very, very Catholic crucifix. It's not an evangelical crucifix, but
I do it for, you know what? Let me tell you something.
It's Jesus.
I'm not an evangelical. I'm a Christian. You're
Thank
a
you.
Christian.
Thank
There's
you.
There's only one
Thank
kind of
you.
Christian. You're either Christian or you're not. And a crucifix, that's Jesus. That's my Lord. So
I got to tell you, it's why
I
love working here, my brother, because, you know, I could put Jesus up, and we go video, and we leave it up, and no one says anything, and I love that, you know?
Well, not only does nobody say anything, people love it, Joe. People in America are so sick and tired of the political.
Speaking of which, Eric Metaxas, the name of the book is Donald Drains the Swamp. Eric, before we let you go, the pastor praying with the president, Pastor Brunson praying with the president.
Forget it.
How great was that? It's already gone away. It was in the 12-hour news cycle. I'm not letting it go away. That was monumental, yes?
No, it was, listen, I got to tell you something. I'm going to have Pastor Brunson on my program at length. I want to talk to this guy at length, not for a segment, but for a couple of days. I'm going to talk to him. But this guy, he was imprisoned horribly for what? For preaching Jesus in Turkey. When you do that in a place like Turkey that has gone radically Muslim, they put you in jail. And the jail is not a nice jail, okay? Yeah, it's a horrible place. This president has put the world on notice. If you take an American citizen, you treat him like that, you are going to be in big trouble. Daddy's home. You're not going to get away with that. When Obama was president, I felt like there was nobody home. Yeah. Daddy was not home.
I know.
This president has put people on notice. And the fact that he then brings a guy into the White House and this man prays over him in the name of Jesus, I thought to myself, it's kind of like we're a sort of normal country again. Yeah. I mean, this kind of stuff is that most Americans cheer.
So inspirational to see. I thought of you immediately because it was great. And you know, the news cameras couldn't turn it off because it was like live. And I love that.
Like they're gnashing their teeth and just spinning around.
It was great. Donald Drains the Swamp. Check out Eric Metaxas. You can check him right here out on AM 970 The Answer, nationally syndicated radio talk show host. Hey, Eric, how's Dick Cavett doing, our buddy, man? I'm a huge Cavett fan. I know you're very, very close with Mr. Cavett.
You know how much I love him. Well, I'll tell you something. He's been my inspiration as an interviewer and all this kind of stuff. I know he is one of the people who is very, very, very unhappy with the current president and stuff. So that's tough, you know, because people agree with you on stuff like this. You don't know quite what to say. You know, first of all, I want to say, hey, by the way, he's just president. He's not the king. He's not the dictator. And if you don't like it, you can vote or you can say, I hate him. You could scream it from the rooftops. We're in a free country, you know? So people act like he's some kind of a dictator, which, of course, is totally mistaken. It's why they're tipping over cars and breaking things. And, you know, it's very childish. I have a lot of hope for this country. I mean, it's actually why I wrote the book. I said, we need to laugh. We need to celebrate. We need to rejoice. All the bitterness is ridiculous. Let's enjoy this cultural moment. This man is trying to drain the swamp. He's trying to do some good things. Most Americans see it.
Yep.
Most Americans don't go apoplectic. And so I'm actually very hopeful. I hope people will vote in the midterms. Very important. Otherwise, I think we're going to be great.
You know what? I'm going to tweet out a whole picture of this beautiful book, Donald Drains the Swamp, by Eric Metaxas. Eric, great to see. I'll see you soon in the studio, man. Thanks for jumping on the air this morning.
All right. God bless you, Joe. Thank you so
much. God bless you, too, Eric Metaxas. Thanks, man. Episcopal in the morning, 9:36. Sorry we're running late, Al. Just having too good of a time this morning, I guess. Al's got the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
61 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are on the hunt for three women who they say have been pickpocketing people on trains and buses in New York City. Cops say the three remove the victims' wallets and then go on large shopping sprees. Thefts took place between July 24th and September 29th. In one instance, a victim had $600 charged to her credit card at Bloomingdale's. Two pickpocketers are said to be light-skinned black women in their 50s, the other believed to be in her 30s. Police have released photos and videos of the suspects and are asking anyone who recognizes them to call the NYPD Crime Stoppers hotline. Rockland County Health Department officials are warning residents about a possible measles exposure in Rockland, Westchester, and Bergen counties. Authorities say an international traveler with a confirmed case of measles visited several locations in the three counties between October 4th and 11th, potentially exposing anyone not inoculated to the illness. The places include Lifetime Gym in Montvale, Costco in Nanuet, Westchester Medical Center's emergency room, and Congregation Bas Elazar in Muncie. People who are inoculated against measles have no reason to be concerned, but those who are not should contact their doctor to determine if they are in need of care or evaluation. In sports, Jets have won consecutive games for the first time in a year after beating the Colts 42-34. Jets defense intercepted Andrew Luck three times. Sam Darnold passed for 280 yards with touchdown passes as well. Kyle Palmieri scored twice for the third straight game as the Devils got past the visiting San Jose Sharks by the final of 3-2. Stuck in traffic? No Debbie Duhaime. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970 The Answer.
Brought to you by The Home Depot. The next generation of home improvement has everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and for less every day. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Welcome to Jimmy John's.
Hi. Your new 9-grain wheat sub is so good. How do you make it?
With the highest quality ingredients and love. I mean, we definitely don't sing at lullabies when it's baking. Lullabies are what parents sing to babies.
Right.
And we don't use a baby carrier to carry the warm, fresh 9-grain wheat subs to the cooling racks. I mean, they're not babies. They're for making delicious sandwiches.
Okay. I'll take a turkey tom.
Oh, don't name them. It makes it harder.
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.
Crucial message about life insurance. A third of the people don't have life insurance. It's hard to buy. It's complicated. I've looked at it over the years. You got to work out what you need. You got to research to find the best quote. Not anymore. Policy Genius has made the whole process a lot simpler. I love Policy Genius. Compares quotes from the top life insurance companies to find the best policy for you. Takes about 2 minutes to get a quote. If you don't know the first thing about life insurance, they've got all the tools to get you up to speed. This is a real user-friendly process. Over 4 million people have used Policy Genius to shop for insurance. Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. They also compare disability insurance, home insurance, even auto insurance. So whether you know a lot about life insurance or nothing at all, start your search. Go to PolicyGenius.com. In about 2 minutes, you'll be able to compare quotes and make an informed decision for you and your loved ones. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. PolicyGenius.com.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only. If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Ah, man, I had the song.
You had the song and no song?
I had
song?
It. I had what, it. Here it, song? Is. Here it is. I had it. I hit the wrong button.
That's okay.
Bad fingers.
Better late than never. She walks
everybody's hand.
What is this song now?
Swinging down the lane.
You know, Frank, I send a litany. How many songs did I send over the week?
About a dozen.
A dozen. Where do you get this?
You don't like it?
I don't dislike anything Frank Sinatra has done. But it's like,
Nelson Riddle, Swinging Down the Lane.
Great. Swinging Down the Lane.
You don't like
it. Let's go with what we send you. Did Justin send that to you?
No, this is me.
Come on.
You see, what he doesn't seem to understand is he gives me these like 3-word clues. I have to kind of figure out what the songs are.
I said you the exact.
No. And then some of it is stuff that I can't get right away.
She walks like an angel walks. I have right here in front of me, I have radio music, and I sent it from my notes, and I emailed that to you.
Yes, I know.
And they were all like, right here, radio music, High Hopes.
High Hopes, JP.
Yeah, that's right. And I have it right here, Hollywood Nights. Gee, I wonder who did that song. We have that. Thank you. If Murano knows what it is, right. Al, you're going to know what it is.
I just said Bob Seger.
All right, you know that.
He didn't say it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He wouldn't know.
That's right. There's some that I have on my phone. Rambling Gambling Man by Mr. Seger.
Okay.
These are songs.
The
way you look tonight. Is that a great song?
Yeah, it's a great song.
And do I hear it this morning, Frankie? Did I hear that song? I'm sorry.
Do you want them all at once? Because I can play a mishmash of them all at once. I have to give Justin something.
World on a string. Yeah. Put your dreams away for another day. Beautiful. And I expected.
You're reflecting.
Don't start with.
No, but you're reflecting. The song with Peyton Taylor. This one.
If it's
what are you
not
reflecting?
About,
last week it was all psychoanalyzing me about my selection of tunes. But now
because you're playing a song, drinking again.
You're very wistful today. What's
am
what happened?
Am I wistful?
Did something cathartic happen over the weekend down the shore?
No.
Were you looking out while you were reading, having that one beer that you probably had 3 sips?
That's why I like coming into the studio again. I get psychoanalyzed like that.
Did something happen?
You know, now
it could be worse. You can have coffee all over you.
True. Maybe if somebody moved the chair out of the way at the door, you wouldn't have coffee in your chair. Just saying.
I don't know. I don't know how Morano got blamed for that. Yeah. I really don't know.
We were all trying.
Well,
to
it wasn't me who put the chair there. There's only two other people in the room, and it's Frank's chair.
But you know, to your point, when I was down the shore, Bob Dole, the great Bob Dole, says when he would go when he wanted to gain strength, he would go to Kansas, to the home that he was brought up in. I find strength in this home. Hmm. And that's the way I feel when I go to this little shore house down the shore, the post-World War II cottage that everybody went down. We went down. My father said, I'm going to get a shore house. I go, wow, a shore house. All $8,000 of it, whatever it was. It was like, and you do. I do. So I walk around. You're so funny. I was down there with my mom, just my mom and I.
In the background.
And I remember there's knotty pine on the walls. Nothing has changed. And you do. Maybe that's I'm great. Wistful because of that. You're
and,
right.
And see this how, song came on.
See how... Mm-hmm. This
let,
is
let me ask you a quick question, Joe, eye. Because mm-hmm. of the many things that you are an expert in, having children is one of them.
It's nice. See? Yeah, maybe that's why I picked this song, yeah? Say, you know me better than any girl I've been with, I'll tell you.
I will take their place.
Oh. Look at that. Is that great? And you know what else I mean? Listen to me. And we'll get to the news. Forgive me. I would look at the street when I was in college. I would look at the street, and then I would think, and I'd watch it. I was a big Johnny Carson fan. I said, you know, I want to do something like that. I remember that distinctly. And I was a garbage man. I was a garbage man on the truck thinking, you know, I'd like to do entertainment and like what Johnny Carson's doing. And you know what? I guess I went that route. So I just felt blessed. It was a feeling of blessed and being introspective. And thank you, Al, for really bringing me down this morning.
Listen, I didn't do it. You're the one who picked the song.
Play the songs that I sent you, please. Will you, please?
We will, over
the
course
point you were
of time.
Making. You no, so I was just going to ask you, and yeah. I don't know the answer. Well, so were any of your children born via cesarean section?
No.
No. So I was a C-section baby, but that's rare.
Where is he possibly going with this?
Well, so some news out today, Joe, that shows the number of women in America having babies by cesarean section in the last 20 years, since 2000, has doubled, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So now they studied increases in C-section since 2000. C-section births now account for 21% of all deliveries worldwide. That's far greater than the 10-15% they say is medically necessary. America leads the world in C-section births.
You're trying to tell us something,
no,
Frankie.
No, my question is why? And I don't know the answer to it. Yeah. I'm curious
less
if
pain.
You have a theory.
Less pain. My wife gave birth via cesarean section.
But
reason why is because she was in labor for over 20 hours and she hadn't dilated enough where she could give birth naturally. Mm. So they had to induce her. But a lot of people do it, I think, because of the fact that they knock you out, they give you the epidural, that's it. In
and out. I can't imagine it's a good thing that America is the leader in C-section births.
877-970-2999. What does that tell you? I don't know. I tell you what, though, being at the births of all my children, one of the most magnificent things in the world. The one thing I don't like that they do, they induce labor. And they induce labor because they're afraid. I remember, not to break confidences, but I remember when Kimberly was, they were afraid of, you can get like diabetes or something if you get too
big. Gestational.
Gestational very good, diabetes. Frank. Thank you. And I said, no, we have to induce the labor. And I'm saying, well, is the baby going to be okay?
Well, depending on where she's at her term, if she's past the point of her term, then they do have to induce because they've got to get the baby out.
Oh, I have such immense respect. You wonder why I love and respect women so much. Oh, my. To go through that. Again, they always say that. If men had to give babies, the population would stop. That would be the end of
it. We'd be done.
All right. 877-970-2999. Were you there at the birth of Jack?
I was.
Yeah?
Of course I was.
Where were you? In a beer?
In the room.
Bar somewhere? Oh,
I was in the room. I wanted to watch the whole thing. They wouldn't let me, but I wanted to see the whole thing. Because I get fascinated by stuff.
They didn't let you?
No, they let me, sit with her, but they didn't let me watch the doctor as he was cutting her open. I wanted to see that whole thing.
Magnificent to this day. And Frankie, you're young without children. One of the most magnificent things in the world is holding a newborn baby in your arms. It's magnificent. And you can't even describe it.
He looks thrilled. Looks thrilled. He's like, I'd rather go apple picking.
Holding the baby, when I had Joey, when Joey was born, my firstborn, and they look at you, the eyes open, there's a life in your arms. Like, not tears in my eyes. There's an animalistic protection instinct that you have. Frank, you know,
no,
you don't look
not buying it.
I'll take your word for it.
Not buying it.
And that's all you'll do?
When are we going apple picking again? Great.
Put your dreams away.
Yeah, really, you're in a reflective mood.
So Thursday, I'm going to be with the minority leader John Bramnick in the from the Assembly of the great state of New Jersey. We will be at the Park Avenue Club. This is a spectacular venue, Florham Park, New Jersey. My friends called and said, Joe, would you do a fundraiser? This is for the Madison, New Jersey GOP. Again, I just know good people, and the Madison, New Jersey GOP has a lot of good people there. Bob Hugin said he's going to try to stop by. Debbie Duhaime, I'm getting a note. Debbie Duhaime said she will be there. Oh, Lordy. Mm-hmm. So, Debbie, I'm telling you, that's Thursday, the Park Avenue Club. I'm just going to, it's a meet and greet. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll do a couple tunes. But John Bramnick, very funny, by the way.
He's fabulous.
He's called the funniest lawyer in New Jersey. Yes, you know, and yes, he's great. A great lawyer, but he's very, very funny on his feet. And I'll be there. It's just going to be a nice night. If you're there, it's going to be even that much more greater, Debbie Duhaime. So that is, and you could go to MadisonNJGOP.com. MadisonNJGOP.com. Love to see you there. Debbie, how you doing? So, Debbie,
you talk about giving birth. I mean, it is the greatest thing in the world. I mean, it's very painful. I was in labor maybe 14 or 15 hours.
Wow.
And I kept begging the doctor for drugs, but my son was 5 weeks early, and he said, no, the baby's too small. You have to just have him naturally. Because I'm like, give me drugs. I'm in pain.
You didn't take an epidural?
No epidurals. No.
Wow.
And so they gave me like a shot to help me relax, but that would just kind of make me sleepy. Yeah, and then all of a sudden I get the contraction and go, and scream. But you
God
know what?
Bless you.
But you know what? I think it is better to have the babies naturally. All these C-sections, I don't go for it because, first of all, I think it's something with doctors trying to protect themselves and things like that. But I think it's
insurance
dangerous for the
woman. Companies. That's it, probably. Yeah,
I mean,
worried
you're cutting
about...
women open. I mean, this can be done naturally, unless like in Al's wife's case, where she tried for 20 hours. That's one thing. And then, that's a different story. But
it's an interesting take. 877-970-2999.
Greatest thing in the world, your little baby.
Supergirl.
Born.
Debbie Duhaime on the road.
It is. He was so cute. When he was born, he looked like a little chipmunk. I was so in love. I said, oh, he's perfect.
You named him Alvin. Did you name him Alvin because of that? No, of course not.
He was so cute. But now he's 6'3". But,
I know.
He was like a little tiny peanut when he was born. He was so cute.
How do they get so big, Debbie, huh? Unbelievable. 9:51, Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's see what's happening right now. Joe, the L train, we're still seeing delays, and it's all due to some ongoing signal problems. Southern State, that's busy eastbound getting out past Eagle Avenue. It's an accident off on the shoulder. Now, we're still seeing some pockets of volume here as you head over to the Bronx River Parkway South, getting down past the Bronx Zoo. FDR Drive South in the 50s, that's a stalled car. And it's kind of busy right now on the northbound side of the Van Wyck, getting up toward Kew Gardens and getting up toward Citi Field. Watch for delays inbound GWB 20, Lincoln 10, Holland still about 25 to 30. Ridge Road is closed in North Arlington by Queen of Peace Church. The funeral mass for the mayor of North Arlington getting underway at 10 o'clock this morning. And let's go to 287 North, exit 59, getting up through Franklin Lakes. An accident just being cleared. 109 South is still closed at Style Street in Linden. That's an ongoing investigation. Route 1 at Old Post Road in Edison, a collision there. And it's busy on the northbound New England Thruway into Portchester with ongoing road work. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Homeowners, do you need cash right now? Call the Cash Out Refinance Hotline today at 1-800-400-8298. Need cash to pay off high-interest credit cards? No problem. Need cash to pay for college tuition? No problem. Need cash to pay for home improvements? No problem. Homeowners can call right now and get fast cash for any reason, even if your credit score is less than perfect. If you are current on your monthly mortgage payments and need cash right now, call the Cash Out Refinance Hotline and get the money you need. We have access to some of the lowest available interest rates. This special Cash Out Hotline may only be available for a limited time. Homeowners are urged to call now and find out for free how much cash you qualify for. Call 1-800-400-8298. 1-800-400-8298. That's 1-800-400-8298. Total Mortgage Services, LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 2764. Not available in all states. Additional restrictions may apply. Offers subject to eligibility. Not all who call will qualify. Call for terms and conditions.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print five copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples Printing Event, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 10/20/18.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly cloudy today. It'll become breezy and milder with a few showers, the high 67. Cloudy early tonight with a couple of showers. Breezy with clearing overnight, low 48 at Midtown, 42 to 46 in most suburbs. Sunshine for the most part tomorrow, a brisk and cooler day, high 58. For Wednesday, times of sun and clouds, increasingly windy, high 58. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lomberg. Thank you, Joe Lomberg. Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now, Alex Cancella, Iggy, Carmelo, Chester, the beautiful family that is Route 22 Toyota, wants you to experience their new smart way to service. So you got this. You got this. I'm going to give you till 10 o'clock, till Mike Gallagher time, all right? If you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes plus, you get what? What do we get, Joe? Free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter for Route 22 Toyota. I'm just saying, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you will see this state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You'll see this great team with Iggy and Carmelo and Chester, this great team, and Alex Cancella will be there. And you go into the service bay. If you're the first five callers, next 5 minutes, here's the number, 855-621-9949. You'll get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. And while you're there, please check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of New Jersey. Some great trucks in there, some great cars in there, great showroom. Route 22 Toyota, check it out, 855-621-9949. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
All of me, why not take all
That's
of
what
me.
I'm talking about. Here we go.
Can't you see?
It's almost 10 o'clock. We got it down, no Frankie, finally. It took us 4 hours, but we got there.
You gave me a lot of songs. Give me time to sprinkle them in.
As long as you play Peyton Taylor, I'm fine.
Oh, here we go. We'll open up the show with that.
Great song. Yeah, that's a great song. Great song. Yeah. Hey, let me go to Mike in Jersey. Good morning, Mike. What's on your mind this morning, my friend? But see, I love it. You can count. See, I'm a music guy. It's always with music, and it's
I gave him more than 3 seconds.
You
did.
You're
not ready?
It
Goodbye.
Did.
Sorry.
You played what? The saxophone or something in school?
Trumpet.
Trumpet. You get that. You got music in you because when you Cthulhu somebody, boom.
Yeah, I Cthulhu give them a somebody. Chance, but you got to be ready.
Frankie Valenzuela is a longtime listener and a dear friend of the show. Frank, how are you? Nice to hear your voice. What's on your mind this morning, buddy?
Hey, Gov. Good morning. Great interview with Bob Hugin.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's a regular guy.
Thank you. I wanted to get that to me, if I may say so, Mr. Valenzuela, Mr. Mayor. That was where I wanted to go with Bob Hugin. I wanted to hear what he had to say. I wanted to get to the person of Bob Hugin, and he was great. And thank you for bringing that up because, listen, Bob Menendez is here. Welcome here anytime. But this guy's a good guy. It is Marine, Bob Hugin. He's a very, very good guy, Frank.
The political mold has been broken by Donald Trump. We need regular people. He's a regular guy. You know what? He reminds me of you.
Yeah.
Governor.
Oh, well, that's a high compliment.
Keep that in mind.
Thanks. Now, is Frankie coming out to you tonight? Frankie
tonight
Marano?
We have a little bit of a cigar event, and Frank is our headliner tonight. Very glad he's making it.
Are you sending a car for him, Mr. Mayor? You're sending a car for him.
We're going to do that for him. We appreciate him coming across the river to.
Well, I think technically I'm being reimbursed, Joe. But I'm happy to be there. I'm looking forward to being
this
there.
This is a great guy. If Mr. Valenzuela is a great guy, you will see your money. Unlike me, that shows up with Joey Benefit. Frank, thank you. And Frankie Marano will be there. Where is it going to be tonight, Frank?
It's in Rochelle Park. People should search on Facebook, Rochelle Park GOP. I'm hearing some surprise guests may pop up.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. We love that. Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for a great show today. That was great. There's lot to get into, and we like to translate it. And Big Al, you're all right. You crack me up, buddy. Are you doing okay? You all right? You calm and everything good?
Of course I am. I'm
okay,
fine.
Just did your coffee, did the coffee aroma go away from your hands? No, it's still there. Debbie, we love you, and we love you for listening. Mike Gallagher's coming up. Please make it a good day. You know why? Because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.